All right, coming off the weekend, Mondays, we always talk sports with our friend, the ump, Vin Cerullo. How's it going, Vin?
It's going great, Kevin. Jenna, hi. How are we doing?
Hi, Vin. Doing
good. I assume everybody had a great weekend?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, weekend was awesome. Yeah,
oh,
great weather.
Very good. Very good. So we got some stuff to report this week, and we'll start off with some bittersweet news to start. The young ladies, the 10, 11, and 12-year-olds from Milford, were defeated in the semifinals in the Little League Softball World Series.
Oh.
This past Saturday, Milford played representing the New England region. They lost to the Mid-Atlantic region, which was Massapequa, New York, by a score of 5-1. In the other semifinal game, the Southeast region, which was the host team from Winterville, North Carolina, they won a close match 4-3 with the Southwestern team from Hewitt, Texas.
Wow. And what a run the girls from Milford had. I mean,
oh, unbelievable.
It was great to see everyone supporting them and everything.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. No question. And the whole town, too.
Yeah.
There was a lot of stuff on Facebook. This set up the championship game for the World Series with Winterville, North Carolina, and Massapequa, New York. New York opened up in the first inning with a run, and it was onward to the win for the championship with a 5-2 win over Winterville. Congratulations to Massapequa, New York. Well-deserved victory. Absolutely. No question. Since Milford, our local and state team, played well, they had a long road to get to where they ended up as number 4 in the world of Little League softball.
Wow.
First winning their district, then going on to win their sectionals, and then the state championship. After that, going to the regionals by defeating other state champions to get to the World Series. What an awesome effort by the young ladies who represented our state of Connecticut, the city of Milford, and most importantly, themselves with pride, dignity, and great sportsmanship.
Yeah.
And it's always fun, like you were saying earlier, to like along the journey, like everyone rooting for them and watching the games and on Facebook. Like it really is nice.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Definitely no proud of the effort that they put in. Yeah.
No question. You know, I mean, all the girls and all the teams put in a great effort that got to the World Series down there in North Carolina. But Milford being local,
yeah.
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm. It was just awesome to see them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great. And now, Vin, the Boys' Little League World Series in Williamsport starts up this week.
We know there's no Connecticut teams playing, but what's the field looking like?
We have, and then this is no specific order, New Albany, Ohio, Smithfield, Rhode Island, Medea, Pennsylvania, Fargo, North Dakota, Henderson, Nevada, Gray, Maine, Seattle, Washington, Noelville, Tennessee, Needville, Texas, and El Segundo, California.
So Smithville, Rhode Island, that's the closest to us in proximity, so we'll
yes,
be rooting for them.
Yeah. Yes, real quick, Kevin.
We got to get behind them, no question. On the international side, I know I'm going to mess this up, Taiyuan, Chinese Taipei, Sydney, Australia, Regina, Saskatchewan, Canada, Williamstead, Curacao, Bayamo, Cuba, Brno, Czech Republic, Tokyo, Japan, Maracaibo, Venezuela, Tijuana, Mexico, and Santiago Vargas, Panama.
I thought you did that pretty well, actually.
Yeah.
Gee, thanks. I appreciate it. And those games start on August 16th at 1 o'clock, and all games in all the World Series are going to be televised on ESPN.
I love watching that Little League World Series just to see them
awesome.
Play. It's so good. Like the energy the kids have, like it's really great.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No question. You know, when I umpired it in 2013, the pitching was so outstanding. One of the district guys called me and said, "Hey, can you umpire? I need a guy." And mm-hmm. I said, "Yeah, sure." And watching the ball come in from the pitchers,
yeah.
No disrespect to anybody by any stretch of the imagination, but it was watching paint dry. It was such a vast difference, that level of play.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm looking very much forward to it.
That's great. All right, awesome, man. Good luck to all the kids playing in the Little League World Series, too.
Absolutely, Kevin. And Jenna, guys, have a great week, and we will see you next week.
You too. Thanks so much,
Vin. Thanks, Vin.
Take care, guys.